From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, January 29th, Art of the Resistance, a community conversation. This is a reception happening until 7 p.m. at the University YMCA Murphy Gallery in Champaign. The exhibition opened last week and runs through February 28th. It explores themes of identity, peace, trauma, authoritarianism, and resistance.
And starting that same Thursday, January Dance at the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. This event is running at 7:30 p.m. See humorous, experimental, theatrical, and athletic works by student, faculty, and guest artists. This program is running through January 31st. You can find out more information at dance.illinois.edu.
And on Friday, January 30th, Champaign-Urbana Restaurant Week kicks off. You can visit experiencecu.org/events/restaurantweek to see which restaurants are celebrating a decade of the annual CU Restaurant Week with special menus.
And that same evening, there's a Strides Shelter fundraiser concert at Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center in Urbana. Doors will be opening at 6:30 p.m. and music starts at 7. Enjoy the live music, painting, and a food and coat drive to benefit Strides Shelter. Again, that is the Strides Shelter fundraiser concert.
And on Friday the 30th at 7:30 p.m., Cirque Calibante is at the Tryon Festival Theater at Cranert Center in Urbana. See colorful scenery, costumes, acrobats, and gymnasts in this show reflecting African culture, and it's accompanied by live Afro jazz percussion and kora. And on Saturday the 31st, there's a local author fair at the Champaign Public Library from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can chat with local authors about their books and writing journeys.
And there's also a K-pop Demon Hunters party happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Champaign-Urbana Special Recreation Center. You can dance, sing, and play games about Huntrix and the Saja Boys. And it's for children ages 5 to 12, so unfortunately, Kimberly, we do not fall into that category.
I honestly have not seen K-pop Demon Hunters.
You must.
But our coworker Emily Hayes spoke to one of the lead actresses and singers in it, which is pretty cool.
That's very true.
On Sunday, February 1st, there is a Mud Puppy Festival at Monarch Event Center in Monticello from 1 to 4 p.m. Adeline, I didn't know what this was, but I looked it up. Did you know what it was?
It's a little bit like a salamander,
yeah,
I think.
It is a little bit like a salamander. It reminds me of like an axolotl and a salamander combined. This is a creature in the Sangamon River, and this is the 8th annual festival. There are free games, crafts, and live animal exhibits for all ages.
And later that afternoon at 3 p.m., you can head to Savoy 16 to watch Moses the Black screen, the Chicago-set crime drama that filmed throughout September in the Champaign-Urbana area on its opening weekend. That screening begins at 3 p.m.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.